Welcome to the Morning Manna Podcast. I'm Pastor Greg Fatness coming to you from Twin Falls, Idaho. It is a lovely summer day, 90-some degrees and not a cloud in the sky. And God is good. And I love the Psalms. Love the Psalms. So we're going through the Psalms and we find ourselves today at Psalm 33. Again, a Psalm of David. They've all been Psalms of David to this point. And it's it's one of my favorite Psalms in all the Bible, because we get a little bit of insight into David's musicianship. We get some insight into his theology, just all kinds of things that are very, very rich and beneficial. So let's get started in Psalm 33. It says in verse 1, "Shout for joy, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright." So Christian, listen, worship and praise of God, that looks good on you, okay? So you might think you're kind of a buttoned-up kind of a person, you don't like to get too emotional or whatever, but listen, David says it, the Holy Spirit leading him, that for God's people, praise, it's right. It's right that we sing to God, that we thank the Lord, that out of our mouth continually is coming gratitude to the Lord. It looks good on us. And beyond that, it also informs our attitudes and our dispositions. Thankfulness to God is the soil from which joy grows. You show me a thankful person, I'm going to show you a joyful person. You show me an ungrateful person, I'll show you a dark, joyless person. And so praise is befitting the people of God. Well, David goes on. He says, "Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre." Now, the lyre is a stringed instrument, maybe something like a harp, maybe something like between a harp and a guitar, if you think along those lines. So use a stringed instrument. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. So here we get a little insight into Old Testament worship. So they use stringed instruments as well as cymbals and so on, but stringed instruments used, which make melody, right, which are chordal instruments. They form, you know, chordal tones, and then singing happens with them. And why are you saying this? Because that's what we do today, folks. We use stringed instruments as well as cymbals and, you know, percussive instruments, drums, but we use chordal instruments, guitars and pianos and synths. And so there's not a lot of difference. And I know people try and make a big deal about modern worship, you know, and what was it like way back when. But at the heart of it, today is just a modern expression, as you would imagine in any given age, that there's an expression of worship and what it looks like in any given age, and it's going to reflect that age. And so for David, it was the lyre. For us, it's a Fender Telecaster going through a distortion pedal and whatever else you see. So now listen to this. David says, "Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts." So if you're a budding musician or you're somebody who wants to be involved in your church's worship team, I want you to notice it says play skillfully. Play skillfully. You want to know what it takes to play skillfully? It takes time. It takes practice. It takes dedication to the instrument that you're trying to learn. So you're going to spend hours and then more hours and then hours playing and learning chords and learning how to do arpeggios and find melodies, and you're going to become good and to play in time, play skillfully. God is worth it. And so not only are the musicians who lead in worship to play skillfully, at least to the best of their abilities, you shouldn't, you know, not care about your level, your ability level. You ought to be a person that says, you know what, I want to get better. This is for Jesus. I want to get better at this, and then put in the time. But not only that, but the worship, notice, is loud. It's with loud shouts. Have you ever had somebody next to you shout loudly? Like, worship in the Old Testament, it happens. You can look in your concordance or in the Bible and do a search with the word loud. You'll be surprised what you find. But it becomes very apparent that worship in God's house in the Old Testament, tabernacle, later the temple, was loud. Well, verse 4, he goes on. The word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. So why should we praise the Lord? We should praise him for who he is, because of who he is. He is nothing but faithful, nothing but righteous, nothing but just and holy. He is pure. He's Almighty God. And therefore, he is worthy of all glory and all honor and all praise. He is the uncreated being who created all things. He created you. He created me. And so he is deserving of praise. And so we praise him for who he is. Jesus told the Samaritan woman that day, who said to Jesus, well, we worship on Mount Gerizim. You Jews worship in Jerusalem. And Jesus said, listen, the day's coming. As a matter of fact, it's here, where the Father is seeking such to worship him that would worship him in spirit and in truth. We worship God in truth for who he is. He is faithful. He is just. He is righteous. He is holy. And so we recognize all those things when we worship God. Verse 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. So we praise him as well for his creation, for his creative works. I mean, we are astounded, aren't we, when we look into the nighttime sky and we see the starry hosts in the sky, and it's just amazing, especially this time of year. It's just awesome, especially in southern Idaho. We have amazing sunsets, and we have amazing nighttime skies in this high desert area that we're in, and it's awesome. It technically, literally awesome. It inspires awe, because you look up into the sky, or you look at the horizon as the sun sets, you see the incredible color palette that God put out there, and you're just going, Lord, you are so amazing. And you're filled with a sense of that there's a transcendent power, God himself, that breathed into existence all that we're looking at, that this is God's idea, that this whole world, this whole universe is God's art project. He thought it up, and he brought it into existence. And so here we are, living on planet Earth, created by God. We praise him for his creative works. Well, we'll pull up right there, folks, and we'll continue next time on the Morning Manna podcast. Thanks for joining me.